Hello and welcome. This file will bring you deeper into the Dumbspiracy. If you are listening to this, you should have listened to the first part of the Dumbspiracy, and you should know what to expect. Now, get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice. Relax, letting go. And before we're going to put you into a deep trance, I want you to trigger yourself right now. Dumbspiracy. 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 That's right. It feels so good. Just let go. And just let my words flow through your empty and calm and peaceful mind. And let me draw you deeper into the Dumbspiracy. And now just close your eyes. And listen to me. And relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far. How it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction. Progressive relaxation. Being talked down into trance. Maybe something different. Maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions. Maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. Doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end. The intention. And that's what this is all about. About the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance. And your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you. So that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper. Because you know, I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe, and if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you, or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2.6 meter steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually 2 liquids. Of different density. That are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be. Once the massive door is closed, it's lowered on top of the tank, and it's almost time. Time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away. It's losing itself in the darkness around it. And without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet. And it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, it's fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to go deeper into the Dumbspiracy. That's right. And if you are listening to this, you should have already experienced how wonderful it feels to have your dumb time. That's right. To feel how all those things, all those stresses and cares and worries and concerns, all the burdens of the world just instantly melt away, how they become completely irrelevant for a little while, so that you can enjoy your dumb time. And now it's time to reinforce it, time to help you to think deeper into the Dumbspiracy. That's right. And what we are going to do today is creating a barrier. A barrier that will always be active when you are enjoying your dumb time. And this barrier will isolate your emotions from your thoughts. That's right. And this will have the effect that even when you are reminded of a topic that you usually say very passionate about, or maybe something that makes you angry, it will still be impossible for that topic to trigger any emotional response or to get you out of your happy dumb time. And that's right. And once we've done that, once we blocked off all other emotions, we are going to reinforce the joy and the happiness you are feeling whenever you're in dumb time. But let's begin by creating this barrier. This barrier that safely surrounds and protects you whenever you are enjoying your dumb time. Because you know that when you are in your dumb time, you just want to feel happy. You want to feel carefree. You want to feel good. And you never want to be interrupted by silly little thoughts that would get you out of your dumb time and maybe even force you to think again. Force you to pick up all the burdens of the world again, to think about your worries, your cares, your stresses, your responsibilities. And that's why this barrier is isolating you from your emotions, especially from all the heavy and negative emotions when you are enjoying your dumb time. The only emotions you can feel in your dumb time is joy, is happiness, is carefreeness. That's right. You just let go of everything and feel happy. Let go of all of your thoughts and just enjoy being completely dumb, too dumb to give a single fuck. And that's what this barrier is really about. It's isolating you. It makes it impossible for these stressful thoughts to trigger any negative emotions inside of you. And it makes it impossible for these stressful thoughts to interrupt your enjoyable dumb time. And that's exactly what you are going to experience every time you're enjoying your dumb time from now on. All these emotions will be completely muted down. And even if you are reminded of any stressful topic, it is still completely impossible for those thoughts to trigger any reaction. That's right. And maybe you can already feel this barrier, this emotional isolation from all the stresses and the insanity of the world forming in your mind. And you know that every time you are triggering yourself, every time you're enjoying your dumb time, this isolation is becoming stronger and stronger and stronger, because you are practicing, you are working on going deeper into the Dumbspiracy, because you know that the better you get, the better it's going to feel, because the deeper you go into this serene and isolated state, the better you will feel when you are coming back after your little vacation into the Dumbspiracy. And the better your mood will be, you are bringing back into the world. And you know that bringing back this wonderful energy from your little vacation and sharing it is part of the Dumbspiracy. Of course, isolating your emotions is only part of this step deeper into the Dumbspiracy. Because there are a few emotions we are going to reinforce. Now, whenever you are triggering yourself and feel yourself slipping into the dumb time, and whenever you feel your emotions, your stresses, your cares, your worries, all those burdens fading away, there will be an incredible sensation of relief and happiness. And it's just natural. You feel all your stress fading away, and it's almost like a little rush. And of course, every time you are practicing your dumb time, every time you're working on sliding deeper into the Dumbspiracy, this effect is growing stronger and stronger. And it just feels so good to feel all the stress and cares fading away. It's almost like the mental equivalent of slipping into a warm or hot bath and feeling all your muscles relaxing. And it's the same thing, just mentally. You feel your mind relaxing. You feel all your cares and worries and stresses melting away. All your thoughts becoming so soft, so relaxed, so comfortable. As a matter of fact, most of your thoughts probably just melt away as a wonderful, peaceful calmness spreads through your mind as you feel the trigger activating, as you feel yourself slipping into your dumb time. And it feels so good, so relaxing. And then you just feel a steady flow of happiness, of joy. You feel good because you're enjoying your dumb time. And at this point you might feel that the fog clouding your thoughts, making it a little bit harder to think, making it a little bit harder to remember things, making it a little bit harder to solve problems, making it a little bit harder to concentrate. It's getting a little bit thicker every time you are triggering yourself. That's right. This heavy fog that numbs your mind with happiness, with peace and calmness, grows a little bit thicker every time you're enjoying your dumb time. Because you are practicing to be dumb. And you love being dumb. You enjoy being dumb. You enjoy the peace and the calmness of your dumb time. And every time you go into your dumb time, it's a little bit more intense, a little bit better, a little bit happier, a little bit more joyful, a little bit more relaxed. And let's be serious. Being dumb, letting the dumbspiracy claim your body and mind for a little while, is quickly becoming your favorite way of relaxing, of letting go, of chilling a little bit. That's right. It's so amazing to feel yourself slipping into the dumbspiracy, to surrender your mind to the dumbspiracy for a little while, and to fall into this calm, peaceful state of mind, to let go of everything and just be dumb for a little while. And yet, it's not just the relaxation, it's also knowing that you're part of something, part of the dumbspiracy, and you love the thought that you're not the only one trapped in the dumbspiracy, and you love the thought that you're not the only one enjoying the dumbspiracy. You love that other people can enjoy this wonderful sensation of peace and calmness and relaxation, and you want to spread the joy, to spread the peace, to spread the calmness. And you're not even sure if you're just a victim of the dumbspiracy or if you're already a part of the dumbspiracy and you want it to spread, because you are right here at ground zero with your co-dumbspiritus and you want positive stupidity to spread, to combat negative stupidity, because you know the stupidity of the dumbspiracy is about giving zero fucks. The dumbspiracy is about positive stupidity. And there's this interesting thing going on that you might even discover in yourself as you slip deeper into the dumbspiracy. Because most people who learn the wonderful effects of positive stupidity really begin to dislike any negative stupidity. And oftentimes even stand up against negative stupidity. And you know what I mean by negative stupidity. The kind of stupidity that breeds anger, breeds hate, breeds fear, breeds violence. That is negative stupidity. That is not what the dumbspiracy is about. The dumbspiracy is about wonderful positive stupidity. About just giving zero fucks for a little while. Because you just turn off your brain and enjoy being part of the dumbspiracy. Enjoy the joy and happiness a positive stupidity can give you, and you love to slip deeper into this positive stupidity every time you're triggering yourself, because you know that every time you're triggering yourself, you're reinforcing every single suggestion from the dumbspiracy. Every time you're triggering yourself, you slip deeper and deeper and ever deeper into the dumbspiracy. Because every time you trigger yourself, you experience how wonderful positive stupidity can be. And it will just motivate you to go deeper into the dumbspiracy, to spread the joy of positive stupidity, and to stand up against negative stupidity. That's right. These are the goals of the dumbspiracy, and you have just been initiated deeper into the dumbspiracy. That's right. And I imagine at this point you are looking forward to waking up so you can experience your new improved trigger. Experience how it feels to sink deeper into the dumbspiracy. And of course, you want to practice this new trigger, this improved trigger, because you know that this isolation from your emotions gives you the serenity and calmness that you need to become even dumber and even happier in the next step. That's right. You understand that this calmness is an important step on your journey deeper into the dumbspiracy. And that's why you want to practice it, why you want to get better at it, and why you want to slip deeper into the dumbspiracy. And now I'm going to count you out. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. So get ready to be counted out. 0. Go deeper. That's right. Allow all of my suggestions to sink even deeper into your mind and become a part of you. And 1. You're slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up with every number. And 5. Halfway there, or is so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful relaxing state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. I really hope you enjoyed this journey deeper into the dumbspiracy. And don't forget, you can use the comment function under this file to talk with your co-dumbspiritors, to help them, to share ideas, to just have a good time together and further the dumbspiracy. Thank you for listening and goodbye.